Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to tell you about this episode. So this episode was the first one we recorded in the room, but we weren't in the studio. We were actually in my office because in the studio you can only have 3 people because of spacing. So my office is a bit bigger, spread out, we'd have the 5. Very funny episode, which you'll hear, but then I got home to edit it and there was no me in the mix. So my cable I was using didn't work. So there's a few bits in it where it did work and then the rest of the time it was staticky or absolutely silent. So what I've done over the last couple of days is I re-recorded all my bits. Yep. So look, it's a very funny episode. If it wasn't so funny, I'd just do another one. But because it was so funny, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do this. So listen to me acting like I'm actually in the room and I'm not. Someone give me a pat on the back for it. Anyway, it's a very funny episode. Before we go, thank you everyone for being Patreon subscribers. You guys are the best. This week's one with Danny McGinley was very funny. Also, if you're in Melbourne, I'm doing shows this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Comedy Republic. At the end of this, I say the Hughesy's on Friday, Saturday night. He's only on Friday night, but there is a very special guest on Saturday night. Very, very funny. The person's been on the show before. I like the guy a lot. So please come out Saturday night. You will not be disappointed. So it's me and him in a co-headline thing. So tickets at comedyrepublic.com.au. That is all from me. Enjoy this episode. If any of you complain about the sound, get stuffed. Anyway, enjoy episode 279 with Greg Larson, Mike Goldstein, Sonny DiOrio, and Jonathan Schuster. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week I discovered I share my name with a musician on TikTok who plays a mini guitar. Hey, Josh, get your own shtick, mate. That's been that for years.
Do you mean a ukulele?
Yeah.
No, a mini guitar. Like, I play a mini Maiden, he plays a mini Martin.
Oh, is your guitar mini?
Not that one right there, but the one I normally play.
Yeah, wow, it's a little mini.
And he's got your name.
He's got my name.
He's like single white femaling you.
He's a very good guitar player, though. Fuck.
Why do you play a little one?
Well, like, I just bought one because I thought I could take it on the plane with me, but then the first time I went to use it and just take it on the plane, they said, no, you have to put it underneath.
What are the odds of that? Two people with exactly the same name doing something dumb.
Playing little guitars. But does he play it in a comedic fashion or is it?
No, he plays in a proper fashion.
Ooh. And a fashion. He's from End of Fashion.
Hey, let's introduce these guests now. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do, I get 4 very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is the only person in the world with her name, but according to her IMDb, star meter, what do you reckon, Sonia? Do you reckon you went up or down this week?
My star rating?
Your star rating on IMDb.
I didn't really know I was on
IMDb. How many
IMDb
points do you reckon you went
reckon
down
I
in
probably
one
went down. I'm not really doing much. Not really doing a lot of films.
You dropped 736,319 points.
How is that possible? How could you have that many points to begin with?
I said this last week.
Is that my
ranking? It's like pinball scoring. It's not real. You get a million points just for putting your name in
there. I did do all that shit and got cancelled, so we won't bring that up.
Anyway, Sonia DiOrio.
Hello. You mean I'm the only person in the world with my...
Yeah, although I think we've talked about the other one a fair bit.
Oh, okay. There's 2? There's got to be more.
Yeah,
I think there's another woman in Italy. I think. I don't know where that is.
Surely there'd be, like, the name would be more common in Italy, surely.
Yeah, Sonia. It's Sonia the Italian name.
No, and also my surname is not that common in Italy. Also.
Really?
There's not a lot of us. Mm.
Also joining us is a man who shares his name with L. Ron Hubbard's finance controller. It is Mike Goldstein.
Yes. Us Jews love supporting cult leaders. And accountants, like, I feel like, has he come up before? I feel like he might have come up before.
I don't think this guy has.
All right.
No, this is another accountant named Mike Goldstein.
Who would have thought?
Who's a Jew. God. You're allowed to say it. I'm not. Yeah. I'm German. Oh, God.
Our next guest shares his name with the director of operations of Addiction Treatment Center, Hope by the Sea in Orange County. It is Greg Larson.
Oh, addiction treatment. That's cool. That's
sounds like a nice place. Hope by the Sea.
Hope by the Sea. I reckon it's a place that's really, like, you got to be really rich to go
there.
Yeah,
well, Orange County. Mike, you're from the States. That's rich, right?
Yeah.
The OC.
California.
That's like near Silicon Valley area, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is Orange County the OC?
Yeah.
That's the OC.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it that.
Like California. That should we do a song?
Yeah.
Before you realise, what would you have thought OC stood for?
Oliver Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just everyone lives in Oliver Clark.
Finally, is a man who shares his name with a German digital marketing specialist. Please welcome back to the podcast. It's Jonathan Schuster.
Thank you. Cool.
Yeah. Back in the room together.
We're all the first one back. Everyone's back. This is the first one off Zoom in 3 months. Mm.
I reckon more. Although to the listener, I'm sure it does sound different because we're in an office, not in the studio. So apologies if it does sound.
Mm. And we're all sucking also, and fucking.
Yeah.
Well, we are drinking quite a bit, so you might hear some.
This is it.
I don't know.
So how are you doing, Jonathan? You're a little bit late.
Yeah, sorry about that. I thought it was on Zoom. I'm still wearing my pajamas.
Josh, he sent you a message saying we're at, you know, stupid old studios, you know, can't wait to see you. And you thought, Zoom?
I honestly forgot Julia Gillard's name like 2 days ago. I'm like, who's the woman who is, like, I haven't spoken to anyone. I don't know how. Yeah. I opened up with harassing Jewish people. I'm really out of it and I'm sorry.
I hope you weren't interviewing Julia Gillard. Like, what was the context?
I was just talking about her.
Just in conversation.
Great. So how did you refer to her if you couldn't remember the woman?
The woman.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Who was the prime minister who ruined the whole country?
My girlfriend's sister won a scholarship from her and I was talking about it.
And you couldn't remember her name remember she won a scholarship.
Yeah. All right. Our first game tonight is called Social Media. What I'll do, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. If you think you know who wrote them, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you're right, a point to the person actually wrote the tweet if you're incorrect. Sonia is not on Twitter, so I'm subbing in for Sonia. She can still guess, she can still get points, but some of these tweets might be mine. Just so you
know. Did you used to be on Twitter?
For about 2 months.
And then it's good.
I had a look around. I'm like, nah.
You made the right choice.
Had a bit of a sniff. I'm like, nah.
Not for me.
Closing my nostrils.
Yeah.
All right, question one. Ultimate mad dog move is making a burger using a cheese and bacon roll as the bun.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
It's got to be Larson.
It is Larson.
Yeah. Absolutely. I was worried.
Just using the term mad dog and then a food tweet.
Yeah.
It's got Larson
mad dog
all over.
Food or something screaming at Scott Morrison. Yeah. You know it's me. And I was worried when I made that tweet that people wouldn't know what a cheese and bacon bun is. Like,
you're talking about the ones you
get. Talking about the ones you get from Woolies or Coles, and you get the 4-pack of cheese and bacon buns.
See, Mike, they've changed the recipe at my local one.
Really?
They're now all slimy. They feel slimy.
That's good when they're slimy.
No.
They got a bit of wetness to them. That means they got nice. They got like
freshly
good.
Fried or fat or yummy. Oil.
That slick wet
viscosity.
Slick wet roll. I love them. I love them.
Question two. Guys who recently got into American football love saying it's like human chess.
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Mike.
No, that was Jonathan Schuster.
Oh. Thank you. Yeah, I had a housemate. He loves beer and has a beard, and he's like, it's like chess. And then I heard like four other dudes say it. I'm like, you are the worst. And it's always during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Never watching it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're pros and they're the worst people.
It's funny because I literally said it the other day.
You did?
Yeah, because someone was talking about NFL and I was like, but I was trying to think of something to say.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how I have anything to say about NFL. I was like, yeah, it's like a bloody game of chess.
Oh,
I didn't say human
wit.
Chess. I didn't know what to say. I'm sorry.
That tweet was based on Greg.
Yeah.
And every guy looked like him.
Yeah.
Question three. I feel like pure shit. I just want close-up magic back.
John.
Yes, John.
Mike.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah, another point there for Schuster.
That's right. I can't wait for us to be totally free.
How much far away magic have you been indulging in?
A lot, you know? Right. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of all the magic specials on Netflix, you know, and totally amazed
you
by
just
all
want
of
it
them.
In real life.
I just want some dude roaming around a party doing card tricks in my face, and you know, like, and the hypnotist. I want them back as well. Yeah. Oh, they're all good guys, as we know.
A cruise ship hypnotist is one of the greatest things you've ever seen. I love it. Like, it's because you see them in their absolute element. Like a cruise audience.
Do you
believe
in it, though?
Do I believe in it?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Look, I kind of do, because I was on the cruise and there was a hypnotist, and the audience were being, the people
fucked.
Here, hypnotist, were
I
being.
I think anyone who's on a cruise comes on there a bit fucked.
Yeah, but the people here was hypnotizing were very funny.
Right.
On stage. And I'm like, there's no way they're normally that funny.
Yeah, right.
I reckon he's like manipulated him to say certain things. He's funny, and then look.
Did you get him to hypnotize you to make
your
cruise ship act better?
If you were hypnotized, what would be the one thing you want them to change?
Well, I don't want to be hypnotized. So you do like, something and you like cluck like a chicken or something.
Or no, like not bite your nails or like stop smoking, something like that.
I don't have any bad habits.
You don't have any vices?
No.
I was once hypnotized.
Probably stop given so much head. Stop blowing people in car parks.
Yeah, they will make you give head.
I was once hypnotized at a family barbecue by someone who was a friend of the family.
That is a very loaded sentence.
Yeah, and it was weird. It was like all the kids had to go into a room. This is true. It wasn't like all the parents were watching, and then the guy's like, "Oh, hypnotize the kids."
Oh no!
And I vividly remember that all he did was make everyone close their eyes, and they said your arms are going to start. You're not going to be able to pull your arms down, like they're going to float up into space. And I remember quite vividly that my thought was, "This isn't working," but I am embarrassed to make it seem like he has. I literally just put my arms up. Yeah. I was consciously putting my arms up because I was like, I have to, otherwise he's going to be embarrassed and this is going to be awkward.
Did he make you close your eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I was at Christian camp, I got tricked into going to Christian camp.
What?
Cushion
camp?
Who tricked you?
Christian camp. Okay, so cushion camp.
Wait, did the leaders like hypnotize you into giving head?
They made us all close our eyes and then guy said, right, there's a murder outside. If you're not a believer, you're going to hell. You'll never see your family, they're going to hell, like blah blah. So if you're not baptized or you're not a Christian, raise your hand now. And everyone had their eyes shut. I'm like, all right, I'll raise my hand. And then I open your eyes and there's three of us.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I've been tricked.
Oh,
this
no.
is fucked. So I had to go to another room where they did some little ceremony and it was awful.
Christians.
Are you all right, or what happened?
But they had trampolines built into the ground at this campsite.
Oh, that's cool.
That. That's why I went there.
Yeah, that's rad.
Yeah, that's
dude.
Sick. I went on camp like that.
Didn't mention anything about the fucking. Anyway, question.
I'm going to stop you there. Could I also have a story about a hypnotist? He supposedly said to this girl, "Hey, I can count down from 10 while I go down on you, and at 0 you're going to come," right? Right? Which is a great pickup line. Goes like, come, all right.
Yeah.
I guess
I wanna
so. You fucking
see the
weak
trick.
Cunt.
Yeah.
So then he did it, and he went 10, 9, 8, and he got to 3, and she's like, stop, 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 stop. She was like terrified that it was going to work. So she's like, nah, this is terrifying, and stopped him. Anyway, so that's my story. Anyway.
Wow.
How are you associated with that person?
Oh, he's best mate. No, I knew a guy who knew the girl who, and they were talking about it.
Urban legend.
I don't know the guy, though.
Question 4. Dirty 30s, naughty 40s, frisky 50s, sexy 60s, comfort
Sonia.
Cocktail cream pie 70s, horny 80s.
Is it you, Josh?
No, it's great.
I know.
I want to say a couple of things about that tweet. One, I wrote the tweet, this is true, while I was in Woolworths buying cheese and bacon rolls.
You wouldn't have written that shit if you went to Christian camp.
No, I absolutely would not have. I don't know why I thought it was so funny. I was just walking around Woolworths and just thinking in my head, I don't know why I thought dirty 30s. And then started thinking of what all the other decades would be.
Yeah. What happens at 60s onwards? What is it?
What happens in
60s.
The 80s? That's what I want
to know.
80s was just horny 80s. So 60s, sexy 60s. And then it was Cum fart cocktail cream pie 70s.
Of course. Yeah.
That's funny.
Everyone knows that episode of Golden Girls.
I misspelled horny. I wrote horny.
Yeah, I changed it here.
But yeah, and I wrote it in Woolworths.
That's why it didn't go viral.
Well, that's the thing. I was so annoyed because I was literally standing at the bread aisle writing this tweet and laughing to myself. I'm literally like an idiot just at Pacific Fair at the Gold Coast, by the way. I'm up in Queensland just standing there writing this tweet, laughing to myself. God, this is the funniest thing I've ever written. Push send. Got my cheese and bacon rolls. I started walking around and then I was like, I better check the tweet. Like 5 minutes later, I better check this tweet. This is going viral for sure. It didn't.
One like, Josh Earl. Oh, no. All right, question 5. John Mulaney must be getting so many requests to be a guest on podcast today.
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Mike.
No, it was me. Oh. I wrote that one.
I was going to say you, and then I thought, wait a minute, are you in this or not? I can't remember.
I am. Yeah, that was after he went on Seth Meyers and mentioned that he and Olivia Munn are having a baby, and now apparently they're separated, so yeah.
Mm. Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, apparently. That's quick. Yeah.
Well, all right.
But he must
have
been.
I'm not here to judge.
He must have been getting so many requests. Hey, man, if you want to talk about it, we don't have to talk about that. Just come on. Like, yeah. Mm. Oh, that's me. question 6. Birds of Tokyo are for people who would love to join Hillsong but don't want to commit Sonia. To Jesus. Mike. Yes, Sonia.
Schuster.
No.
No, it's Greg.
No.
Oh, it's you, Mike. I forgot about you again. What's going
I should have picked you because of music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it? Birds of Tokyo, what?
For people who would love to join Hillsong but don't want to commit to Jesus.
That's good. Was this when they were doing the grand final?
Yep, grand final.
Yeah, it had that vibe.
It's annoying because I don't know Birds of Tokyo well enough to know, but that sounds like a good joke.
Thank you. Yeah. They had that song that's like, here we are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Ugh.
Very Hillsong. I've seen footage from Hillsong concerts. They fucking go off. Yeah. That's how they get you.
They look fun.
Yeah. Let's go.
I'm into
Let's
it.
All go.
I would love to just take a cap and just hug everyone and just like, this is so nice.
Fuck
yeah.
Yeah.
Question 7. Trying to get the word Bega going as a slur to eventually take down another cheese company.
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Mike.
Yes, you are correct. That is Mike.
Yeah, you're all a bunch of Begas.
Yeah. Do you say Bega? I said Bega.
Oh, is it Bega?
I don't know, because I know it's Bega. Lou Bega.
Well, you're Australian and he's
yeah,
American,
but I
so
can't
right.
speak proper.
Yeah, so it's what? It's
Bega. Named after the place.
Bega Valley.
I like saying Bega, though. I'm going to start saying, where's the Bega cheese? Where's your Bega?
Question 8. Isolation is just people watching stuff they didn't like and then recommending it to you so they have someone to talk about it with.
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia. Right? No, it's Schuster. Another point there for Schuster.
Thank you.
Schuster.
So many people just like, have you seen this? And you're like, no, and it's on your list and then it just no one else has watched it and then you watch it and they're like, how shit is it? And you're like, oh, God, you wasted 9 hours.
I feel like you're being pranked.
Well, Greg, I want to hear about your thoughts on the Many Saints of Newark.
Oh, yeah. I watched Many Saints of Newark the other day. I couldn't wait. I just couldn't wait.
Whoa. And what do you think?
I can give you a spoiler-free opinion.
Yeah.
I think if it was a 2-season show, it would have been fucking sick. Mm. It feels like you're watching a recap, a 2-hour recap of an entire series.
Is there a scene where young Paul is going, oh, no, I think I'm going grey. Is that in there?
No. The only character, and actually a lot of the characters are, like all the elements are good. Mm. It's just plows through plot. Like it's just like one thing's happening, then nothing happening, then nothing. There's too many things.
Did you hear
there
being approved for a series now with old mate playing young Tony Soprano?
Well, he's his kid. It's Gandalf and his kid. Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
So there's actually going to be a prequel series,
right?
Because it could be good. Like the movie was well made. The plot points were good. But there was just too many characters. It's like bam, 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 done. Yeah. And like you didn't feel anything for
anyone. I feel like there'd be a lot of pausing and figuring out which guy connects to which guy.
Yeah.
Is it like that?
A little bit like that. But there's also a little bit of dumb stuff like characters that don't really even need to be there but just they're there because they're like, oh, this is from the show. Yeah. The young Silvio sucks.
All right.
The young Silvio's in it and he's just there to be like, oh, I'm doing an impression of Silvio and it sucks.
Gabagool. He just comes in and says that once. Well, it's a new thing with the child of the famous dad playing the younger,
Michael
Mandolfini. Ice Cube, his kid was in the NWA movie, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Chet Hanks is going to be in the Philadelphia prequel. It's going to be killer.
Next one. Conservatives breathe a sigh of relief as lockdowns end and they can stop pretending to care about mental health. Yes, Mike.
That has Larson all over it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, that was great.
It's actually a really cutting takedown of...
80% of his tweets start with conservatives. Yeah.
Conservatives are like cum, so...
And our final question for this round. Did it hurt when you enthusiastically recommended a podcast and put it on during the road trip for everyone to enjoy and then they slowly lost interest and started talking to each other?
Oh, it's out of you two. Mike.
You are correct.
You got it.
You.
Yep. Yep. So, yeah, that was the, I don't know, the viral thing on Twitter for a while, the did it hurt thing.
Yes.
Mm. And then, I've done that, where you put on a podcast and you tell people on a road trip, you're like, yeah, this one's really good. And then everyone checks out within 5 minutes. Mm. And it's the new getting a video from Blockbuster and recommending it, and then no one gives a shit, and you look like an asshole.
At the end of the first round, the scores are Sonia, you're on 0 points. You didn't get off the mark. I'm on 2 points. Greg's on 2 points. Mike's on 2 points. We're in the lead on 4 points. Jonathan Schuster.
How are you on 2 points?
Because you got my ones wrong, so I get the points.
You shouldn't get points in this.
Yeah. I've said if I get points, I finish the podcast. It's over. If I win the game, that's it. That's no more podcast.
Right. Give your points to me.
Yeah.
No, you don't get my points. You got to earn your points. All right, this round is called Holiday. It would be so great. Now, in this round, we talk about travel and those experiences that have stayed with us. And today, we're talking about a trip that Greg took to Seoul. Now, while there, Greg wandered into a night market, but what happened in the market that Greg still doesn't understand? Was it A, as he was walking through, an old woman very angrily walked up to him and started to hit him on the chest? Greg just stood there and took it, and finally she got bored and left. So that's A. B, a vendor saw Greg, and while he spoke no English, just started offering Greg different small delicacies. Greg ate them all and thanked the man, and every time he did it, the man applauded with admiration. By the end of it, the man had tears streaming down his cheeks as he watched Greg eat his food. Or C, a small boy started screaming at Greg and his mother in broken English said, "He thinks you're Shrek." Now, one of these is true. You can ask Greg as many questions you want, but bear in mind, Greg wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. The floor is open for questions.
Right.
Ask away.
What year was this?
This was 2010. 2010.
All right, so that was after Shrek.
B. Well done.
All right.
Fuck. When did Shrek come out? How old am I? Like,
wait, Shrek came out in like
early 2000s.
2000s? Yeah.
Wow, so yeah, I would have been old enough to travel.
I was living in Launceston. I remember watching it in Launceston at the cinema at like 18, 19, because Mike Myers was in it. I thought, oh, this would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By yourself?
No, with my girlfriend.
That's worse.
But yeah, it was 2010.
Okay. All right.
B, with the foods.
Yeah.
Now, so what?
It was every single food that you ate.
I can't remember. A lot of them I didn't know, but there was definitely...
You're uncultured.
Did you eat a beak?
No, I did not eat a beak. I didn't eat anything that resembled a beak or an insect. I ate... There was like quite a few skewers. One of them was like three sort of sticky balls that were just kind of sticky and ricey, I think. And they were really nice.
Well, you love the sticky cheese and bacon, so...
Yeah, I love anything sticky. I love my oily. Foods to be sticky and oily.
And the thing is, he loved it. He loved the fact that you were enjoying the food so much.
Yeah, it was...
The premise is that this man is just feigning it to the big guy, and this big guy's eating all of his food and just clapping up.
But here's the thing, too. Like, I mean, I know that the man you see in front of you is a larger gentleman, but in 2010, I was nowhere near as large. I was, in fact, quite slender. I was as tall as I am now. I don't know. Like, I have theories about what this man thought.
Yeah.
And I don't know what, because he was selling food and he did not make me pay for his food. I don't understand why he kept like,
is it just because you were Australian over there and he was like, this is fantastic?
Well, this is the thing, you know, especially in like no one knows if you're Australian, American, English, what.
They think you're a celebrity, a big, like, tall, white man.
I thought, is there a celebrity he could have thought I was? Is there a famous person of any kind?
Shrek.
He could have thought I was.
Who's the guy from Stranger Things? What's that? Who's married to Lily Allen? What's,
yeah, that guy.
You look similar to him. But he wasn't famous then. Yeah. That's,
yeah. So he loved the fact that you were enjoying all his...
Yeah, and he was like...
How many items did he give you?
Yeah. Oh, like maybe 10? And they were all like small little things, and one was definitely kimchi, like a little like a little pot of kimchi.
Yeah.
And he would kind of do these like these little sort of like like that, like clapping like that every time I ate something.
So patronizing.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I generally started getting paranoid because I'm a paranoid guy. That I'm like, am I being tricked?
Yeah.
Slash being poisoned here.
Well, because I do have a story about Greg and Asian food. We went to Hot Pot right before lockdown, and he tried to drink a cup of boiling hot oil, and the waitress had to like run over from the other side of the restaurant and snatch it out of his hand and explain that it wasn't a done thing.
And what was funny is that multiple, because I'd been to many Hot Pots before.
Yeah.
And multiple people that were in our group were like, oh, Greg, we're looking to you to lead us through this Hot Pot experience. And then you were like, going, man, I'm never following the guy that tried to drink boiling oil.
Everyone was in shock. And he was like, no. And he was just trying to tip it into his mouth.
I thought it was soup. I didn't know. I thought it was like, soup.
I feel like that man in the market gave you a false sense of confidence about how good at eating food you are.
Yeah. But I also had like a theory that like, because he was an older man, I was like, oh, what if I remind him of like someone from the war or something?
Yeah.
Or like he thought I was an American soldier, because there's still a lot of American soldiers present in.
Right.
That's so nice. You did it Korea. For the troops.
It's like, I'm doing it for the troops. Like,
and
good on you.
And the third option, the kid in perfect English says you look like Shrek?
No, the mother English.
Okay. Says
like,
Shrek.
He reminds you that you remind him of Shrek. He thinks you're Shrek.
Yeah. And how did you respond? You were just like,
I was like, oh, yeah. And then I just sort of went, yep. And then I went, hey, to the kid, like, sort of waved at him.
Yeah.
Hang on. So are we picking the one real one?
Or the one real one.
Yeah. One is real.
Well, the first one was a lady hits you or
just
something?
Started bashing
in
the chest.
Came up to me
and
just started hitting me in the chest and like punching me and like not punching me but like hitting me and poking me, and I don't know why. I was just in the markets and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And she was angry and then she ran away. I didn't run away, just stopped. And
I don't know what it says about you, but I could picture all three.
Yeah.
And you're totally
good
at telling them all.
Good actor.
Oh, God. I feel the most detail was in number two, and there was a shining light that came, and you seem to know a lot more. So I'm going to go number two.
You're going to go B? Okay. What are you about you, Sonia?
I think it's B also.
You also think B? And Gosu?
Just to mix it up, I'll go Shrek. I'll go C.
The correct answer was A. He got hit in the chest. Oh. 3 points there for Shrekie, baby.
So I was walking along in the markets.
Why didn't you tell this story when you were trying to tell it?
Yeah. I was walking along in the markets, and she just started yelling and screaming and hitting me, right? And like just sort of hitting me in the chest. Not like punching, not in a way that really hurt me, but like, you know, hitting me. And but the weird thing was, like, just from body language and the way she didn't seem like she was like crazy or insane. It seemed like she was genuinely mad because I'd done something and I don't know what. At the time I was eating like a skewer of something, and maybe I was like, are you allowed to walk around and eat here? Is that not, is that taboo? Like, what have I done?
Yeah.
And she was furious at me. And like it's like she was giving me a lecture, you know, just like.
Were you with anyone or?
No, I was by myself.
And
I was
were
just
you
around.
The only white person in the whole village?
No. I saw other.
Just, tourists everywhere.
Yeah, and it was in Seoul. It was in like the cap, like a huge city. Yeah.
Some guy who looks like you did her dirty.
Maybe.
Did you have a t-shirt with like their language that may have said like "fuck this"?
Oh, I had
person.
Like a thing praising Kim Jong Il.
Yeah.
And saying like the South will fall in Korean.
So, Josh, does that mean you made up that someone said he looks like Shrek?
I did make that up.
Oh,
yes.
Interesting. Yes, not insulting at all.
Okay, then that round. The scores are Sonia still on 0 points.
What?
I'm still on 2 points. Mike's still on 2 points. Schuster's still on 4 points. In the lead now on 5 points. Greg Larson.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break now. We'll be back after these messages.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And we're back.
What are the message? You getting paid for that, are you, mate?
I don't know. A few weeks ago, it was the Army Reserves or Army Defence. I don't know. I don't listen to the
what?
Ads.
Cool. I don't want to be part of that.
You're recruiting people.
No, I didn't say which army.
Okay. I want everyone to sign up to the
army. They pay for your tuition. It's a great thing. Yeah. You can help people in that like small island.
Shoot big guns.
Help kill people.
Yeah. It's great.
This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If everything's true, you say yeah. If everything's a lie, you'll say nah. Point if you get it correct. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about. If you're incorrect, so you ask them as many questions as you want, they want you to get it wrong, though. So, to Greg. Schuster once met TV vet Dr. Harry Cooper, and Dr. Harry asked him what he did. Jonathan said, I'm a comedian, and Dr. Harry said, I have a joke for you, and then launched into the most racist joke that Schuster has ever heard.
What's the joke?
Yeah.
I would love to tell you, but I would prefer not to.
Well, here's the thing, and here's how I can prove whether this is real or not. If he really did tell you a racist joke, I feel like you do have permission to repeat it.
Yeah, it's context.
It's in context, and yeah. You can bleep certain words, but if he didn't...
And don't do any accents.
If he didn't tell you a racist joke, you do not have permission to just make one up and say a racist joke.
Well, yeah, you're in a corner here. This is good.
Yeah. When, What? Nah. So this is the thing. He said a particular type of human, and started saying it, and then I went, that's fine. And I actually, I have a lot of my family from Albury are a little bit racist. I'm good at and deflecting it and putting him down. But he did say a particular type of person.
Right. So you're saying you just heard the setup. He just said, yeah. Mm. So
I no, he launched said, into the most racist joke.
Launched in.
Okay. So he said, why is a type of human being like a bicycle? And I went, no, that's fine. Lovely to meet you sort of thing.
Oh. I'm going to say... Nah.
Greg, you are correct. That is not a true story.
And fuck you, Josh, for me having to... I did meet him, and he was the nicest guy ever. He was so lovely. I was 5 years old. I got his autograph. And then he came back and was like, here's your story. Your hero is a racist. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. But now I want to hear that racist bicycle joke you were alluding to.
I want to know what type of human you were thinking, guys.
Yeah.
When he said this type of human, what was the first nationality that popped into your head?
Filipino, maybe?
Yeah. To be fair, I messaged my mate from Geelong and said, I'm on a podcast, I need a racist joke, just in case, and wow. They sent a few.
Can we tell them for the Patreon? We'll cut it out.
No, I don't have time to edit this. Okay. If you want to hear the joke, hit up Schuster on his socials.
Please.
So to Jonathan now, being a comedian, you get all kinds of heckles, but one that has always stuck with Sonia is that she once had an audience member yell out, fuck you, you're ugly.
Where were you?
I was at the Brunswick Hotel, the Brunny.
Funny at the Brunny.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on. Did you do
stage.
That? Do you do that thing at the start of the night where you all have to put your hand in and go like, "Funny at the Brunny"?
I reckon I would have.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Yeah. That was, and that was worse than the heckle.
Oh God! All right, and then
have you guys ever been backstage where people do warm up exercises?
Mm.
Like,
I just got to say this. I did that once with like the Dragon Friends podcast. Yeah. I had a great time on the podcast. I love them all. But they did this warm-up exercise where they run around. What was that?
No, I just said you didn't say that.
They did this warm-up exercise where they go around it and they say like, oh, you got to say five things. Like, these are five things. Five terrible names for a breakfast cereal. Five things you would never say to your dad. And then they went to me, five animals you'd find at a zoo. And I just went, tiger, lion, elephant, rhino, hippo. And I went, yeah, cool.
This is like improv, acting, yeah. Acting.
Did they give you an easy one because they didn't think you were an improv?
Maybe, but like, come on. Like, I can think of something funny.
I was backstage once for what was called Laugh-a-Palooza, so a whole bunch of musical comedians, and Sammy J asked the whole group, said, does anyone want to do some warm-up exercises? And one of the comics, and then bullied him quite severely for it. So there's that.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing he's ever done.
Yeah. Him bullying people? What? No. I'm going to say nah with Sonia.
You're going to say nah? No, of course it's true. As if I'd write a question that said to Sonia, fuck
you. Have you ever been to the fucking Brunny?
Yeah.
Did you ever do a gig there?
If anyone finds Sonia ugly, they're wrong.
So, thank you. Yeah. Apparently it was from a woman like way over. You know, it was like
A woman?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, see?
Even women find me unattractive.
In some ways, women.
I was on the stage. There was the audience and then like, there's like kind of a gap and then there's a pool table, right down the end of the room. She was over at the pool table and she just, I said something about Pakenham, like not even that bad. I think she was from Pakenham or something and she just like, fuck you, you're ugly anyway, this kind of thing. And the audience were like, oh, we'll get her, Sonia. And I was like, no. I think this is hilarious because I generally don't get heckled that much.
Yeah,
and then...
it.
The one time I do, it's like the most aggressive, crazy thing.
Holy shit.
But my friend worked security there and she's like, oh, we got her out of there. We think she was coming down off meth. So if you're coming down off meth, don't look at me. It will get you really upset.
Can I just say, when you said Pakenham then, when you said, what did you say? You were talking about Pakenham.
I just mentioned it in a joke.
Because I thought for some reason in my head, that Pakenham was like some slang for like, I was Pakenham the other, you know.
Yeah.
Now to Sonia, Mike's fiance just recently won a bodybuilding competition. Now Mike was very supportive up until the week of the comp when she was consisting purely on chicken and broccoli and was severely bronzed up. Because of this, Mike asked her to sleep in a sleeping bag, which had to be thrown out at the end of the week because of the stains and the stench of it. Yeah.
Okay. Recently competed in a bodybuilt, like we've
this
been
year.
In lockdown for a while, so this I think it's fake. We literally haven't had anything
in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
In the last 12 months.
So this was March of this year.
You made her sleep in a sleeping bag.
Well, it's a thing that they do because it does aggressively stain
so
the sheets.
So you didn't demand that she did that?
Have you seen his partner and photos of her? She's like Miss Universe.
I've seen her in real life.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So... yeah, so it's like it's the amount of fake tan they put on, stains everything, gets all over the place, and it's sleeping bag, you know, like we have nice sheets, she didn't want to ruin them, and so I insisted on it. I said, yeah, please use the sleeping bag because it's getting all over the place.
Sleeping bag in the bed.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Why do they have to put so much fake tan on, like? Can't you see muscles if they're, like, white?
You but not as well, apparently. Right. Like, they got it totally, you know, it's such a process, like, fake tan anyways. You know, the spray down and everything. And I was calling her Mrs. Hankey, the muscle poo, because she looked, like, so dark. It was crazy. And the thing that pissed her off the most is there's a picture of her and her friend, like, bronzed up, like, so much fake tan. And I put the World Vision logo underneath it, and I posted it. And she got so angry about that.
Mike, you didn't actually have to tell that story.
But I did.
Yeah.
The story you told is so much worse than the initial story.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. So, what am I trying to guess whether
the sleeping
he
bag,
demanded that she...
Well, I insisted. As soon as I knew it was an option, I was like, yeah, do it.
And also had to throw it out at the end of it because it was so stained and stinky.
There is a strong smell to the fake tan.
Yeah, and also eating that much protein as well.
Dude, it's just fucking farts and fucking fake tan, basically,
I'm going to say because he's so mean.
Oh, so you were incorrect. That was not a true story. It was enough.
Oh, no!
I'm nice. Yeah. I'm actually nice.
The way that you described that fake tan was so good.
Yeah, but the thing, they the fake tan is out of control, but they do it like basically the day of, so it's, you don't really have to deal with it, but it's,
well, why
so
didn't you tell me that before?
what was the first thing she ate after she finished the,
we went to that insane buffet in the city, the Langham.
I went to the Langham,
and we
recently
ate so much that we were both walking out at right angles because we were just like in so much pain. But it's great; it's so good, and it's you've been before.
Yeah,
as
I went.
Well,
I went right after comedy festival, like literally, I think like the night after I went with Edo and Lloyd,
yeah,
and my partner, and we just, I ate more seafood than anyone has
ever.
They
just seafood. Oh, all yeah, you can eat.
No,
you,
it's like around the world, so they got everything. Yeah. They, it's like curries, there's seafood, there's Italian, like, and it's just like it's.
But
you're never
like
at the table at the same time.
Like, I just care about unlimited seafood.
Yeah. It's like prawns. The prawns were amazing. Crab legs. They had sashimi.
Yeah.
Like fresh sashimi, oysters and stuff.
How much does it cost? And it's like where is it?
It's a few hundred, probably.
Yeah. It's a few hundred. It's not a few hundred. It was like 130.
Unlimited sashimi.
Yeah. And I, like, they didn't bet on someone like me walking through the door.
Yeah. Do you put stuff in your bag sneakily, or will they notice?
No.
Remember at Ronnie's wedding and the table next to us didn't even touch their pork belly?
Yeah.
And both of us were just looking at each other going, this is insane. It's a whole tray of pork belly just going back to the kitchen to be
chucked. Did you eat the pork belly?
Well, we ate our tables, yeah.
Yeah, but theirs?
No, the waitstaff were just taking away to tip it out. It was insane.
That Ronnie's wedding was the only wedding I've ever been to that had good food. Yeah. That's not true. I've been to others, but...
I just lied for no reason.
Yeah. No, I just realised there was another one I went that had like a just sort of buffet type situation, but...
All right, to Mike. Growing up, Greg didn't realise that hocking up phlegm and spitting it out was unacceptable behaviour because in his suburb, everyone did it. At his first job, he was out back having a break with a bunch of fellow workers when he hocked up a huge loogie, and the rest of them looked at him and said, mate, that is disgusting.
Ooh, all right. So we're talking about Brisbane, yeah?
No, Ipswich.
Ipswich. Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, that's
take
much
more. Take it down a notch, Mike.
No, well, that's much more of a hocking up a loogie town than Brisbane.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was the job?
It was Kmart.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was like
stocking shelves, basically.
No, I was working spitting in the Kmart photo labs before photo labs existed.
Have we talked about this? You would have had to develop nudes.
No, actually, I've got heaps of stories about that. I just realized I haven't. Yeah, I don't have nudes.
Surely there would have been so many.
They must
nudes
have brought
through
this up. I had nudes for sure. Like on the first day I was there, I had nudes, and I was like, "Oh, here we go."
Leave it for a live show. Yeah.
This is old school. Yeah, people.
Were you able to just like replicate and get some nude photos and stuff?
Yes, but I never did.
Yeah,
I honestly never did.
Nah.
He's winking.
Yeah. Okay, so how old were you at the time?
Like 15, 16.
15. And this was other people from the photo lab? That's how you hocked
the loogie?
Other people
from Kmart, not from the photo lab.
Right. Yeah. So we're talking like there's some, you know, middle-aged women and stuff.
There was a sort of younger guy that was probably in his 20s that worked in like the video games.
Right.
Bit. It was people that I was friendly with.
Yeah.
And there was, an older lady who was maybe in her 30s or 40s.
But okay, you hocked up a loogie just thinking it was the done thing. And then someone shamed you for it.
Yeah, like thinking that that was just a normal thing that you would do
when
you're standing around with other people. Like you'd sort of go...
Yeah, I know what hocking a loogie.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I just wanted to give the visual. The visual.
I'm going to say, the story sucks so bad, I'm going to say it's real.
You are correct, Mike. Yes, that's a true story.
Yeah, I don't know. I always remember that was like a really... There was a moment where because I never would do it anyway.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like nervous around like these like older people, and we're on like a cigarette break, and I was like, oh, I'm smoking a cigarette with people on my job at work. And what do men do? Oh, they spit. And it was like, because I grew up in I'm pretty low breed. And I grew up in like, you know, a pretty shit suburb, and like everyone just sort of did it. And all the boys thought they were cool because they would spit. Do it like and spit really far and like or high or whatever. And
it's weird. It is kind of like a cultural thing. But like you go to New York, everyone's spitting all the time.
The gross thing about New York is when it's cold and they're just frozen spit everywhere.
Everywhere.
Fucking make people
just
like
spit.
At least
spit
in the
subway
car.
Platforms.
So
everyone's just spitting. And
what are they spitting?
Dude, it's just...
I've seen people shit in the street, but spitting, that's disgusting.
I honestly think spitting is worse. Like, shitting is, like, it's an emergency, okay? Or Yeah. Something bad has happened. Like, but spitting, you don't have to spit.
Swallow. Swallow.
Really yucky about it.
See, in Burnie we used to call them gorbs, which is even worse. Gorbs.
Gorbs.
Yuck.
Gorbs. It's just dudes hocking up gorbs. Yeah. All right, in and around, scores up. Sonia, you're on 1 point. I'm still on 2 points. Yeah. Schuster's still on 4 points. Mike's on 4 points. In the lead still, 6 points. It's Greg Larson.
We're going to take this guy down.
Yeah. Our final round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about the four of you. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it incorrect, you lose a point. Only round you can lose points. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Poker faces on. Here we go. Who, during lockdown, subscribed to their local paper to just check up on what old classmates had been
doing?
Greg. Yes, Greg.
Schuster.
You are correct. It was Schuster, yes.
Annoying. I just started like putting all my friends in, seeing if they were like footy trophies, and just like found a guy who's like in prison and like it's pretty wild. And then I put my name in and it came up with a 2-star review and I'm like, oh god, this is so brutal. So annoying. Yeah.
Next question. Who was censored by the Guardian newspaper when they wanted to include a man swinging a sword in their funniest things I have seen on the internet?
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Morrison.
You are correct. Yeah, it was Greg.
Yeah, I submitted because I was doing for the Guardian one of those funniest things I've seen on the internet. The Cold Steel videos are the funniest thing I've ever seen. And the one specifically was a guy, a 9-minute video about the great sword. And it's just a man that looks like me. Swinging a great sword while heavy metal music plays and chopping things into pieces, and everything is meat. Like, he'll chop a pig's head and then he'll chop like a bit of steak, but then he chops some shoes, some boots, but then he opens the boots that he's chopped to show you they're stuffed with meat. And it was just, it's meat. Like, it's not like he's slaughtering pigs.
Oh,
it's nothing you wouldn't see in a butcher shop anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, this has got it. And they were like, no, sorry, we can't have that. It's too offensive and too confronting. I was like, well, I think it's good stuff.
PC gone mad.
Question 3. Who has given themselves gout multiple times due to their diet?
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Mike.
Yes, it was Mike Goldstein.
Greg. I don't know why I thought. What
are you eating?
Well, it's just a combination of just fried food and oily bullshit and drinking.
Do you drink fortified wines, something like that?
No, I've never been able to pinpoint what exactly. It might be seafood. It might be going to the Langham and eating for, you know, 80 shrimp or something.
Your fiancé is like the epitome of health.
And physical.
And you are just disgusting.
Yeah, dump truck.
How do you know you have gout? Because I know my dad has it and he limps occasionally. But like what moment do you go like, oh, I have gout?
Usually you wake up at like 3 a.m. in the morning and the side of your foot's like looks like the golf ball sticking out the side.
Oh,
and
it's like puffed up.
Yeah, it puffs up.
Oh, shit.
And it's the most painful shit ever. Like, if a bed sheet sweeps by it, it's just like excruciating pain. And I had to like do gigs once when I had a gout flare up, and I just wore thongs on stage, and like, and people, I felt they were just looking at this like pulsating gorb on my foot. Yeah, it was it's the worst, man. And then now, like, because basically what it is, it's like piss crystals in your foot that aggravate the joint.
What?
And yeah, this is all disgusting. You can all cut all this, but it's like
been speaking about goobies.
Yeah.
Piss crystals.
But you've seen doctors and they're like you look fit, you're young, you know, you should not have this because it's usually the domain of like people.
The King's disease.
Yeah, exactly. And like rich foods, all that. But my diet is shit. But for whatever reason, it's just a genetic thing that it's blown up and I can't walk for 2 to 3 weeks. And it's the worst.
We could legitimately clean. We could make millions of dollars if you got people to come into this room, and say, put $10 down. You win $100. Guess who in this room has gout?
Yeah. I know, but it is like kind of a funny thing. Like gout is funny to people, even though I found it the worst shit that's ever happened to me.
It is one of the few ailments you can still make jokes about.
I remember I told my dad, I was like, I got gout, and he was like, oh, Goutstein over here. And I was like, oh,
funny,
God.
And then he's got your name.
Exactly.
Your dad's
hilarious. He's very good. Yeah.
Next one. Who wants to rub in a Subway restaurant?
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Sonia.
Yes, it was.
Oh. Fucking hell.
Crushing it.
I did that. Yes. Literally, I just saw you just sort of looking around like that. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I grew up in the country. It was in Traralgon. Like, we'd go out to the nightclub there and get fucked up. And the Subway was open like on the weekends, like 24 hours or to like 3. And I was so pissed. and looked like took one bite of my sandwich and then just I went to the toilet and was just like throwing up.
What's your sandwich that you get?
Well, I'm vegetarian, so just a vegetarian.
You get a veggie patty or just the vegetables?
Just veg. Yeah, veg.
Salad. Yeah,
salad. Healthy. It should make me throw up.
What's yours, Schuster?
I get a meatball with mozzarella. Yeah, I was gonna mozzarella. Guess. I get a foot long. I don't get any extra sauce, and I get jalapenos.
Look, I was really fucked up, so I don't know what the fuck I want. But my cousin and my sister were there with me, and
Greg, what's your choice?
No,
I was gonna say very supportively while I was throwing up in the toilets. They ate my sandwich.
Oh, the gross gags is Italian BMT.
No, it's not.
No,
I honestly I hate Subway.
Yeah,
but if I go there, it would either be a meatball. But honestly, I don't really have an order.
I don't have Subway anymore.
I get different Subway.
Bad memories.
Were you banned from the Tarragon Subway?
Yeah.
Look, they stopped opening it till like 3 in the morning.
Oh god, they proved that in the tuna, there's no actual tuna.
Yeah,
it's all just some fake fish bullshit. Yeah. So,
when it first came out to Australia, remember they tried to sell it as the healthy option for the fast food stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way it's healthy, but it was the Biggest Loser sponsor.
Well, it was because of Jared.
Oh, yeah.
It was because of Jared. It was because of Jared.
The first guy to get cancelled.
Yeah. History's first cancellation. Yeah. Remind me, next time I come on the pod, I've got a Subway story, so let's put a bookmark on that.
Why can't we say it now? But we're on a podcast and we're talking about Subway.
Yeah. No, but it's good for the backstory.
Question 5. Who only realised while they were carrying the coffin at their grandmother's funeral that their grandmother was actually inside the coffin?
Mike.
Greg.
Yes, Mike.
Schuster.
Yes, it was Schuster.
Yeah, I'm the dumb cunt.
I think it's sweet, Jonathan.
No, my mum said, oh, she's cremated, or said something like she's cremated, and this was only like 2 weeks ago, if you want to like console me or whatever.
I'm so sorry. That's right. I thought it was like when you were so much younger.
Yeah, no, it was
like,
recently.
How can you be that dumb
Wait,
now?
Wait, you brought up...
I didn't know it was 2 weeks ago. I asked you for a funny story. You provided
so
this one.
I've been in lockdown, and the only thing that's happened is my grandma died. Oh, so I was like, dude, I got to do something. I got to bring content. Man, so, you know, we went to the funeral. Mum said she had been cremated or something. So I was like carrying this. I'm like, oh, it's a tokenistic bullshit. Got to carry it. And I'm like, oh, it's surprisingly heavy for no one in there. And then Mum told me that she was in there, and
well, I'm sorry to hear that, John.
She was old. She was 90. Good innings.
Yeah, that's very good innings.
Wait, so her ashes were in there?
No, her whole body.
Yeah, like they put the whole thing in and then cremate
it. Do they put the actual casket?
No, I think they take the handles off, the brass handles, and because they. Well, look, you can't resell a coffin.
No, they burn it with the box. That's why if you get cremated, don't get an expensive box.
Yeah. I don't want to have anything to do with the funeral industry. I want to be chucked in a lake.
Yeah.
I want to be chucked in a lake.
I want to be put under the ground.
I want to be buried or disposed of illegally. That's my partner.
Because you know how fucking expensive a funeral is?
Yeah.
It's so expensive
really
to
expensive.
Die.
They're going to put Greg in an old fridge and just chuck him at the tip.
Yeah, I want that to be my final protest.
You saying my nan's wrong in the way she wanted to die? Oh, that's weird.
See, I used to always want to be cremated. And then, but now I think it's nicer to go back into the earth
with the grass on top of you.
But now we're also out of space. There's no space.
I would love to be shot into space or put a lemon tree in me so I can be like the fox from
Around the Twist.
Yeah.
What about taxidermied and there's put somewhere?
I love that.
Yeah, that's the other.
Yeah.
No, I love those Tibetan sky burials where they hack you up and then get buzzards to eat you.
I'm sorry. What?
Question 6. Who had to always pretend that they were in a band at a certain restaurant?
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Greg?
You were correct. It was Greg.
Yeah, so there was a restaurant. I'm sure they're out of business now. Maybe not. Called Purple Gorilla Burger in Brisbane. And this was years ago. This is right around the start of like the burger boom where like,
dude food.
Yeah. And me and my friend went there on opening day. Me and my friend James... And I had to, and then the owner was so excited that we were the first two customers. He was like, I remember your names. And it was really good burgers. And every time I went back, he thought I was James. And I was too embarrassed to correct him. And I'd mentioned at the time that we first went in that I was going to an audition for a ska band. And so then he had to like, He then kept asking me how the ska band was going. I didn't get in the ska band, and I had to like make up stuff about the ska band because I was too socially awkward to say like, no, I'm not actually in it.
Did you think of a name for the band?
I know the name of the band. It was a real band. It's called Community Cervix.
Oh, nice.
That's a good
name.
They
were too good for you.
What was your saxophone?
Saxophone, yeah. And I knew the guys in the band and then they didn't like me.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how we just live lies instead of being truthful?
Yeah, it's being truthful.
Random people.
My name's Greg and I'm not in a ska band. I just want a burger.
Isn't it good to finally admit that you're not in a ska band?
I'm not in a ska
just
band.
Just that guy sitting at home like crying. Just, oh, God.
Question 7. Whose partner is obsessed with owls and thinks they're a sign of a higher power?
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Schuster.
Yes, it was Schuster.
Irby strikes me as...
She is fucking annoying. Like, we go to, like, anything. Like, she actually prays when she sees an island, an owl. And she like,
why owls?
She decided that that's her spirit animal, which, you know, every bitch loves owls. It's so annoying.
They're cool.
They're like, oh, they're so
they're
wise.
So cute.
And I've joked with her before. I'm like, I remember my favorite headline was Harry Potter blamed for India's owl crisis. Like everyone in India saw Harry Potter and like, I'm going to keep this owl for myself. Oh. So no owls are there. And then we went to a restaurant on Friday. We were first able to go. And she was like, oh my God, it's like a good sign. And there was an owl on the window and it was a sticker for TripAdvisor. That's like their logo. And I'm like, you can't
it's
be praying
omen.
Over a TripAdvisor logo.
Does she consider the tawny frogmouth an owl?
I think so, yeah.
Oh.
Is the tawny frogmouth an owl?
I always assumed it was.
Because I thought it was, but then I don't know.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, but who knows with birds? Like, New Zealand's currently doing a Bird of the Year competition, and the bat is...
Well, that's it. Just...
Bats have done a lot of good things for us recently.
Very popular.
I've gone right off New Zealand again.
Next question. Who here has a fear of snails?
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Goldstein.
Yes, it was.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, I'm just guessing him.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm just guessing him.
Why would you assume? Why did you think?
I don't know. I just literally went a 1 in 3 guess.
Exclusively snails? How do you feel about slugs?
Well, slugs is actually the worst because my brother used to pin me down and drop slugs on my
wall. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I guess that's
a little
fear. Legitimate fear,
Yeah.
Hey, who here was shushed at the pub at the table next to them last weekend? By the table next to them.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Sonia?
She sure was.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Shushed at the pub?
This
shushed
is freedom.
First night out of lockdown. Oh. Freedom.
Yeah.
The table next to us.
Were you screaming about the Jews again?
No, but my sister and my cousin, we're fucking loud wogs.
Yeah.
And the table next to us was shocked.
Yeah.
And this woman kept turning around
pub?
It was at, oh God, what's it called? The Alchemy, The Alchemist, something like that on Lygon Street.
Lygon Street. Yeah.
She was doing it. I saw her do it once and it was like a reflex. Like, you know, when if someone talks in a cinema, you're just like, shh, automatically. Yeah. And she was just like, oh, my ears are bleeding. Shh. It was wild.
Yeah, what, at a bar.
Yeah, and she was about our age.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in spirit, fucking 95. Stay home.
What are you concentrating on? No one's got anything to say. Like, everyone's just shouting.
Did you shush or did you go back at her?
I was just like, I shocked. Thought it was funny.
Yeah.
At one point, I was like, we're fucking loud wogs. What can we do? You know?
That's crazy.
And our final question for the game. Who is fascinated by people who choose to get fruit from McDonald's and not fries?
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Larson. Yes,
they sell fruit at McDonald's?
Fast food.
You can buy a fruit bag.
Wild.
Yeah.
And you can get like, it's like pre-sliced apples.
Yes, and the apples don't go brown, so they're full of preservatives. So they're not that healthy for you anyway.
Yeah. I just don't understand. I can't understand. I can't wrap my head around the thought process. There's so many things in this world that I don't like, but I'm like, okay, I can at least understand why you do. Yeah. But I can't, like, I'm going to go to McDonald's, but I'm going to buy an apple. It makes no sense to me.
Here's my theory. McDonald's is massive. They realize that it's a lower socioeconomic kind of dinner. Like, they might have it 3 times a night. So rather than chips... It's the one option for a poor mother to be like, I'm going to be a good mum tonight. Sorry to end on a sad.
That is sad. Terrible ending.
I'm so sorry.
And my grandma's dead.
Do you actually think people are having like a burger and a cider apple?
It does happen. And it especially happens with the kids' meals.
Oh, that's not bad then.
Yeah.
But it is that. It is to offset the guilt of, you know, eating shitty food. Yeah.
And it could just be literally just so they can legally. There could be some kind of legal definition where they sneak in as like, we aren't a drug. Yeah. We have an apple in.
But during COVID, how they're like, we're selling our buns and milk, so we're still open. Fucking their dogs. They're sneaky.
You know, they
dog.
Have also sneakily, under the radar, stopped serving all day breakfast there now. Stops at 10:30.
Really?
Also, Australia's the only country that still has McCafe. They tried to launch other countries and they've, no one was going there for their coffee.
That's the thing that also is bizarre to me, that we live in a country where, like, Starbucks basically failed here because we're like, no, we like our coffee and we like good cafes. But yet McCafe is the exception. It does
so well.
Yeah, it's
the people who are held there hostage and don't really want McDonald's with their kids. At the end of the game, the scores are Sonny DiOrio, 2 points. Jonathan Schuster, 4 points. Mike Goldstein, 9 points, but our winner on 10 points is Greg Larson.
Is this? Didn't I win the last time I was on?
You're on a bit of a roll.
I am on a roll.
Yeah, I feel like it's just clicking. It's clicking for me.
Because you win, Greg, you can plug whatever you want to plug.
Everything's happening.
I'm on PlayStation. If you want to hit me up, I'm playing Back for Blood. No, I've got a I'm doing my show at Comedy Republic. Not my show I did this year, but a show I did 2 years ago, a stand-up show. I'm doing it at Comedy Republic at some time in December.
So go to Comedy Republic.
Go to Comedy Republic website. I'm doing a show.
So, Mike, what do you got? What do you got to plug?
On Instagram, Twitter, at Mike G. Steen, and the Phone Hacks podcast with me and Nick Kepper.
Nice. Jonathan Schuster, where can people find you?
I started an avatar podcast during lockdown because I was like, what's the worst thing I can do? it's a Avatar fan podcast. I did like 6 episodes. The editing sucks and don't listen to it. But also I might be doing gigs soon and I'm around.
Sweet. Sonia, where can people find you?
On Instagram, Sonia DiOrio, and I will have lots of gigs in November. I'll be back. And I'll do a show next year.
Hey, everyone, if you listen to this the week it comes out, I'm doing shows this Thursday, Friday and Saturday at Comedy Republic. Tuesday's on Friday, Saturday. So come on, go to comedyrepublic.com.au for all the tickets. Hey, thanks, everyone. It's been heaps of fun. See you next time. Bye.
Oh, man, it was so nice. And thanks so much for it. It's so fun. It is so good to be back. Thanks for listening. Sorry, you said that. welcome back, Melbourne, and go out and enjoy yourself. Enjoy the sunshine.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.